Sharks fans, don't miss your chance to be at the Can't Miss Games of the Year and see the newest members of the Sharks. On July 2nd, we will announce the 2024-25 season schedule, and individual game tickets will go on sale that same day. Visit sjsharks.com/tickets to sign up for a ticket on sale alert. That's sjsharks.com/tickets.
The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is proud to present Sharks Instant Replay. Highlights from the most recent San Jose Sharks game.
It's time for the instant replay of a 7-2 New York Islanders win over the San Jose Sharks in front of a crowd of 10,077 at SAP Center at San Jose. Things did not start off well for Sharks hockey right from the opening faceoff, as Noah Dobson, one of the top point producers in the entire National Hockey League among defensemen, is known for getting a lot of assists, but in this case, he ended up getting a little bit of an odd sort of a goal. Eklund, intended there for Zadina, is knocked away by the Islander defense. And this combination that's won four straight games goes into the Sharks zone. They tip one toward the net. They score! Noah Dobson just coming inside the blue line, threw it toward the front of the net. It bounced off a couple of players and trickled past goaltender Magnus Crona. The very first opportunity on goal for the Islanders, and it's 1-0 New York. Dobson getting his eighth of the season. That one deflected off the skate of Kyle Burrows and in. Pageau and Lee getting the assists. Jean-Gabriel Pageau, certainly a factor, especially in the early going in this game, playing on that line with Palmieri and Lee to start the game, and ended up getting some good offensive scoring chances. So that was 19 seconds into the first period. Dobson's eighth from Pageau and Lee, 1-0 Islanders. Then, at 18:31, very late in the first period, a weird play up the blue line. Looked like that to Mikael Granlund thought a penalty should have been called against the Islanders, but they let the play go, and this happened. Granlund hauled down there, and he slid across. He would have been offside, so the Islanders allowed to take the puck back. Here comes Brock Nelson in with Horvat. Drop pass. Score! Romanov getting the drop pass from Horvat, and the one-time shot fooling Crona from 50 feet out. It's 2-0 Islanders with a minute 29 to go. Romanov getting his seventh of a season from Horvat and Nelson, and Granlund glaring at the linesman and the officials for the non-call and the play that continued. That was not the play that turned things around against the Sharks, but San Jose would come back in the second period and get one goal to make it a very solid game. It would be Thomas Bortolo back in the NHL with his skates in the right position in front of the net on the power play. Eklund turns away from a check, back to Zetterlin, down low to Eklund. Eklund holding it, Dobson going down to try to block it, it's centered, it's scored! Bortolo's in front of the net, and Eklund sent it toward him. Bortolo may have deflected that, and the Sharks get that big power play goal, and it's the Islanders 2, the Sharks 1. That was as close as the Sharks would get tonight. 2:45 the time of the second period. Thomas Bortolo, his second goal of the season from Eklund and Zetterlund. And in that case, Noah Dobson doing the Brent Burns human Zamboni move, and it did not work. But other than that, Dobson played a solid game.
Yeah, I never like the play where you lay down, especially with the skill in the game nowadays. And Eklund made him pay for it. He was able to pull the puck back and able to get that 2-on-1 towards the net.
So it was 2-1 at that point early in the second period. But unfortunately, it would go the other way quickly. Bo Horvat would steal the puck away from Nico Sturm and score his 25th goal of the season unassisted at 11:24 to make it 3-1 Islanders. But just 25 seconds later, Mike Hoffman would keep the Sharks alive. The Sharks move in the other way, and they score! Right off the faceoff, it's Burrows moving it up the ice. It was blocked in front of the net, but San Jose goes on the attack and into the offensive zone, into the offensive end. It was Mike Hoffman over to Jabani Smith and back to Hoffman, and it's in the back of the goal, and it's 3-2. Jabani Smith assisted on Mike Hoffman's 10th goal of the season at 11:49 of the second period, and all of a sudden it was a one-goal game again, 3-2 Islanders. But 15 seconds after that, it would be Kyle McLean, son of former Shark and current Islander assistant coach John McLean, with a very nice shot from a severe angle, beating Magnus Crona, his third of the year, for Matt Martin and Adam Pellick, and that put the Islanders in front to stay 4-2. And it would be 5-2 at 14-21 when Matt Barzell scored his 20th of the year, assisted by Brock Nelson. That was a pretty give-and-go play. Sebastian Aho, defenseman for the Islanders, would make it 6-2 at 16-25 with his second of the year from Horvat and Nelson. And that was the score at the end of two periods of play. It finally came down to the third period, and the Islanders would get a power play goal to stick the knife in and turn it at 8:08. Anders Lee throwing it from the corner and putting it off to D and getting it past goaltender Crona. Pierre Engvall and Ryan Pulick got the assist. That one off of Jan Ruda. So out of the seven goals against, three of them were weird deflections off of Sharks players. One was a turnover.
Yeah, and that's really, you know, a big part of the game. You know, oftentimes the offense going the other way, but again, some bad bounces, some unlucky plays, and unfortunately that put them behind the eight ball, and they just couldn't recover from that.
Tonight was the 2,500th game in San Jose Sharks history. Final score was the Islanders 7, the Sharks 2. Two Islanders celebrated milestone nights. Noah Dobson, who got the first goal, played his 300th NHL game. And Pierre Engvall, who assisted on the last Islander goal, also played in NHL game number 300. Winning goaltender Ilya Sorokin wins his 22nd of the year. The Islanders are now 28-20-14 as a team with 70 points on the year. Meanwhile, Magnus Crona is still looking for his first National Hockey League win. He faced 33 shots from the New York Islanders, and he gave up 7 goals. Final in this one, the Islanders 7, the Sharks 2. And so Crona, who made 36 saves in a shootout loss on the road in Dallas, is still looking for that very first National Hockey League victory. That's it for our Sharks Instant Replay. This has been a presentation of the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.